I and thou. In the I and thou relationship, the so-called I is mostly ego. We see, hear, feel, and this I makes evaluations and judgments. Yet there is another I behind it. Martin Buber calls it thou. Hindus say Atman. In modern terminology, it might be called true self. So I and thou could be said to correspond to ego self and true self, respectively. There are often conflicts or contradictions between I and thou. However, when they become completely one, then thou is always expressed in I. The thou may be called universal life, whereas the I may be called individual life. This thou could be deep within oneself, or it could be objectified. One religion may call it God. Some call it the Absolute. Some call it Buddha. Regardless, our life is always confronted by a dialogue between I and thou. We must let life live. Whenever we live for our own benefit trying to make life purposive, then life becomes a difficult thing. Yes, there is a purpose, and yet when we are actually doing something, there is no purpose, a purposeless purpose. What a contradictory statement! Yet that is how life actually is. Rationality and irrationality go together at the same time. Life is a contradiction, and yet this contradiction is not a contradiction. It is complementary. We are living in a relative world where I is the center and all things surround me in relationships. We cannot escape this relative world. Yes, it is a relative world, but totality is not relative. It is absolute. Buddhism teaches us to live an absolute life in a relative world. This is the true life where thou and I become completely one.